Okay, well,
I'm Roy with the Leicester Stories Community Reported group, and I'm here with
Hansa Jetwa from Karma Group, mm-hmm. and many other groups that I work with.
I'm Kirit Jetwa, working with the Karma Group and helping the people on loneliness.
My professional background, I'm a retired senior lecturer. Mm-hmm. I still lecture in sociology and social policy, mm-hmm. With social work. And I also qualified as a social worker and mental health worker.
I'm a retired architect, working with the county council nearly 40 years. And I'm enjoying life now and try to help the people, which is needed. I work in Savera Group, and I really enjoy with the people. And lots of people closed up, but then they gradually open up. And that's the good thing to do, because lots of people lonely and afraid of talking about themselves, but that's where they can open up. And that is, I think, to help them mentally, to stabilize themselves.
And so from your perspective, what do you think Build Back Better means for the people that you come in contact with?
Build Back Better is coming out of pandemic, you mean, yeah?
Yes.
I think pandemic has made people think, sit down and actually reflect. And I hope that reflection that people have made would take it back into when we come out of the pandemic. Example is slow down in the way we do things. I think we have been rushing around so much and trying to just achieve kind of thing. Well, what pandemic has shown is that it doesn't really matter. It's about your mental health, your health in terms of physical health. And if those things are proper, all the achievements and everything will come. Satisfaction comes as a result of that, rather than just competing with one and the other and just going on top of each other. I'll buy a better car because so-and-so has got that one, and so on. So that rat race, I hope when we come out of the pandemic, we slow down on that rat race that we had got on to.
So do you think that as a result of the pandemic, people are going to be more appreciative of what they have, and they're going to pine to kind of live within their means, so to speak, rather than trying to aspire for things that they can never achieve?
I hope so. I think aspiring for things that they want to achieve is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But how you achieve that at the expense of your health, at the expense of your time with family time, at the expense of your mental health, then that achievement is not good. And I think pandemic has shown us that, because I have known people who had lots and lots of money but died alone, mm-hmm. with absolutely no family members there, and family members didn't even get to do the last rites. And that heartache that the family members carry now, question, what was all that for? What was all that running around, accumulating more wealth, making bigger houses, getting bigger cars, and all of that? What was that about? What really mattered was that oxygen. And that oxygen is the one that we're suffocating at the moment. You know, one of the things I learned in the pandemic is the first 3 months or 4 months, I heard so many birds on my garden. I saw so many different birds coming and just happy, happy, happy kind of thing, you know that? And also all over the world, we've seen people who have animals who have come out and flourished in the cities and so on. Now, that is what we have actually, our everyday thing has done, you know. I don't know if I'm making sense on that, but that's what I think. I hope that we begin to take back on what we have done to the world, and we have to live symbiotically. We have to live together with animal kingdoms, because we only got this one earth, and if we suffocate that earth by the way we do things, and the human beings have been done the most destruction, then we will have no earth to live. So I think coming out of the pandemic, we need to think about that. We need to think about that seriously.
So based off what you mentioned there about humans, if I get this right, humans being destructive and the pandemic kind of like proving to ourselves that without us, kind of like nature heals, and we can be a lot more appreciative of nature. Do you feel like that, in a sense, has helped people build back better because we're more appreciative of nature and the environment, and therefore people can, you know, enjoy our outdoor spaces, enjoy our town centres, enjoy our parks a bit more? And part of Build Back Better would be to try and preserve that rather than try and go back to how we were before the pandemic.
I think what the pandemic teaches us that we have enough time to examine ourselves internally, who we are really, and what we our activity impact on nature. So if you examine internally yourself, you are not the permanent things. You always, nature is change, is cyclic. And once you understand that, then you understand the nature better. Because the way our philosophy works, that we are the not the physical being, is just temporary. And our real thing is our own soul, which is permanent and never go away, never destroyed. If you understand that bit, then you live the life much better, with the friendly, with the environment, with the animal kingdom, plant kingdom. And then you realize, okay, you done your bit, which is destroying the planet. You have to come to understand, okay, that is your bigger responsibility on a future generation to flourish as a human being. And I think the pandemic teach you that, okay, you examine yourself internally, and the way the spirituality occur, people more aware of spiritual life than the physical comfort and things. In pandemic, people can survive without few luxuries. They can manage. But generally speaking, people have to understand themselves better in that pandemic. When the lockdown come down and people go haywire, the virus will jump up again and not necessarily go away. So we have to, our responsibility ourselves, to be very careful what we do in that we call freedom, but it's not the freedom we know. It's not going to be anymore that freedom again. So it's our responsibility to how we behave and how you go about in the world.
And from your kind of like professional background, in your professional life, did you notice that you had to include kind of like that spirituality and that acknowledgement of the soul in your work to try and create those natural spaces for people to enjoy nature? Or is that something that if you were to create something now, that you would include more of? Or is your sentiment kind of the same as it was before the pandemic? Or in general, in fact, not just in your professional life, if you were to create something, would you be more acknowledging of the soul and the natural part of our world, in a sense?
I think it does help. If you want to increase the productivity, If your workforce is fit physically and mentally, then people realize that they produce more goods than whatever service they're doing. But if they're not given the chance to give them their physical ability and mental ability to give little time, not that much, about 5 minutes, like meditation, which is help a lot. And this pandemic, the yoga, everybody doing it because they can't go out and they try to keep fit themselves. So lots of Zoom sessions come out and people teaching, learning yoga and doing things. Now, we always know that food is important for our body. Water is important for our body. But we never think about what we breathing. So our breathing is important as well, the same level. So if you're doing that sort of thing, then really you regenerate yourself. And I think over a general community will more benefit if they're given the chance.
And I think the space we create is very important, because in day-to-day work life at the moment, we were almost eating on our desk as we go along, and the phone on one side on your head, talking to a client and gobbling up your sandwich or whatever, you know. And that kind of lifestyle is what is not very conducive, is what I think I've learned through the pandemic. And I think if we were to plan, I think there should be a plan where the workforce starts with meditation, so there's a calmer mind, calmer environment. And also, if there's a more open space around for leisure, for having regular breaks, that people, workers are not put under pressure to just produce, and have absolutely no time for themselves, for the environment, and for their family. And I think those kind of things, coming out of pandemic, we need to think, the planners need to think, the policymakers need to think about it. Because if they don't, and they just are into grab, what's in it for me, then those kind of governments are not going to actually help, you know. And I feel really sad if the government just continues to do, how do I get more shares for myself and for my family members and for others, and not do anything for general public, because that is the way we squeeze the earth resources down to the state at which we are. I mean, if you look at all the ocean filled with rubbish, do you know, how do we get there? We've got plastic that is being there, and it's going to be there for another 24, 30, 40, 100 years. Where do we stop? And if we don't stop now, and I know individually people will make effort to cut down the plastic pollution, but if the governments don't do that because they have invested money in it, then it's not going to happen. So I hope we come out of the pandemic with more clarity on what is the best in the best interest of the whole of the earth, rather than just one person.
So something that I have read about and that I've seen, two examples from Japan. One is that Microsoft Japan, they reduced their working week to that of 4 and 3 day and paid people the same as they worked, a 5 or a 6 day week. And they found that their productivity was the same, if not more, because the amount of time that they spent in the office was reduced. They had more time to rest and more time to, be mindful and to, you know, relax and recharge. So when they actually did work, they did more work and they were more productive. As well, in a lot of Asian and especially East Asian countries, a lot of the workforce in desk jobs will start their day with calisthenics and stretches, and that seems to work for these companies to invigorate their workforce and make them more productive and happier in general. Do you feel like these sort of things, where doing exercise, well, you mentioned it earlier, people doing exercise before they work and to have kind of like longer, more relaxed hours longer hours for relaxing and shorter hours working, and more time to reconnect with the soul and be appreciative of nature. Do you feel like that's something that governments therefore need to take heed of, and as part of Build Back Better, that's something that should be key when thinking about how to build our economy to be more productive, if that makes sense?
I think what happened, the way the future is going to be automation and lots of people out of job. Now look at the bank and things. They got lots of machine going on and very few counter services available. So this is the trends, and this is one aspect. But the whole field of the industry, they're going to be automation. And the responsibility of government to be look after the community and people. The production will increase, and gradually the people become very idle. And if the government not careful, the human population will decrease very drastically, because there not any other access for them well-being. So whoever government in that time, they have a bigger responsibility to look after as a human being, as a whole society, than the just the industry and the production and well-being. But it is up to the people to serve that way, the demand. Okay, we need that protection from the machine. And you can't avoid the progress, the way the whole world going about. And even this new technology coming up, all the fighting going on by drone and thing like that. So intervention of a human being is very little, but it's only the few people control that whole machinery. And that is a dangerous thing sometimes, you think. And if the poor countries, like, look at the vaccination program. Richer country getting better vaccination quickly. The poor country don't have any access to it. Even they can't afford to buy it. So this pandemic going to be not going to go away. And that we understand. Okay, we have a developed country responsibility to look up the whole world, not just our few people. But that is the... look at now they're cutting the aids to the third world country. That's not good enough, because the people are starving and going to die. There's no other way, because they can't afford the foods and things. So I think our moral responsibility as a human being to help each other, that is a base to work on.
I think the spirituality is very important coming out of the pandemic, because I think somewhere along the line, in terms of working out on the capitalism and all of that, we have lost our spirituality, our connection with spiritual sense. That needs to be looked at very much so, because how the human values are almost forgotten. It's just people have become so individualistic, so ritualistic in their own kind of bubbles, that they're not really looking for the wider welfare of the wider human population. We have one planet, as I said earlier, and that's the only planet we have. And if we don't look after ourselves and our fellow beings, then this and the planet, then that's going to go. So, and I feel the way out of this is spirituality. I can speak about Hinduism, because that's where I am a Hindu. And a Hindu religion, which is, I think it's the oldest religion in the world, actually tells you about how to work, how to live with your surrounding. So the surroundings are also part and parcel of your being. So you have mountains, and then you worship the mountains, because they trap the rain for you to have that rain, the water in there, the rivers, and so on and so forth. The sun and the moon and the tides and all of those things, you know. So you begin to appreciate connect more with the nature. And when you connect more with the nature, your spirituality grows as well. So I feel very much that the coming out of a pandemic, spirituality is very important. And that value base is very important, because look at the football match just recently. We have to, instead of celebrating how well our players did, because they worked so professionally, they were very professional in the way they played the game. But what did we do? We did not concentrate on that. The cup did not come to us, so we feel we have the right to be angry, and we have the right to just go and destroy the warehouses and whatever around, start labeling people and being racist and all of that. Now, those kind of value base, it comes through socialization. It's not just happened today. And those value base are not taught at a very primary level. And I feel that spirituality helps. The way we can work with it at from primary level and continuous. And if we don't do that, this sort of things will happen again and again. So working in a way is a collective, because as a collective human beings, if we don't work together, if we don't accept each other as they are, you know, this is what the Hinduism teaches you, that it says you're all souls, you know, and you're all, whether we have a man form or a women form or black form and a white form and whatever. Within that, the person that you are is the same. The same feeling, same value base, same everything. And if we can keep that focus, then we cease to see the outer appearance, because the outer appearance doesn't matter. And then we're all the same in that way. And I think those kind of things that spirituality teaches us are very important. And I think that is something that needs to be taught right from the young age, so that people don't get into hooliganism because they have a disappointment. Yeah, I was disappointed. I wanted the cup to come to me, to our country, but I was very disappointed. And I remember feeling like my heart stopped when that last ball was missed, you know. But we can't see it's a game, and one person has to win, one person doesn't have to win. And we need to begin to understand that as well, as the overall picture rather than just one picture, you know. And that's the thing, and that overall ability is something that we haven't had, because we've just gone so concentrated on achieving and being competitive. So I think we need to come out of it and begin to think of that.
So I personally feel like I grew up, having grown up in Leicester, I grew up in quite a multicultural community, and I was quite privileged in going to a school that was quite diverse. And at my school, we had both a Diwali performance and a Christmas performance. And I'm talking to other people, I find out that, like, do you remember Diwali performances? And they go, no. And I go, oh, well, did you not have a Christmas and a Diwali performance? And they go, no, I didn't. And then I feel quite, blessed in a sense to have that. But that's kind of like religious teaching rather than spiritual teaching. And that was more the school's decision rather than a governmental decision. So in order to help people be more spiritual, not necessarily religious, do you feel like it's the government or individuals' responsibility to kind of teach people that spirituality and those kind of like life lessons, I suppose, about other people and other religions, other cultures, other ways of thinking? So going back to what I just asked, is that governmental? Is that local government? Is that family teaching their children? Or is that for an individual to kind of like explore for themselves?
I think one thing you have to remember, you as a human being, you have a right to enjoy, a right to happy. It is your birthright to be happy and blissful. If you miss that point, then everything is create problem. So any festival you can enjoy and join in and celebrate. I told the museum in Adabi when they create some exhibition, I said, why can't you do it a Rangoli Harifai or Rangoli competition in a museum state? The children all over the age, all over the community enjoy that because that's enjoyable. And the same thing, Holi, Diwali, lots of things is a joyous festival. So every human being have a right to enjoy the life. Life is very short for a human being when consider the geography of the universe and beyond. But it is only the individual understanding as a community, as a school teacher, government official, to give the chance to new people or children to understand basically to enjoy the life and do not destroy the environment or do not destroy the property or thing like that. It's a basic principle to be happy. It's easy to destroy quickly. To build is take a long time. So that's the way I understand is our old community responsibility to teach the early stage to children. Respect everybody, respect each other, respect your parent. Then it will be work.
And I think the spirituality and religion are two different things. And I think when we start talking about religion, we start becoming straight jackets, Christianity and Islam and Hinduism and all of that. It's spirituality is beyond that. And I think if we can begin to look at spirituality in schools, so at a government level, at all the stages, then the value base will increase. And I feel that the responsibility doesn't lie with the family only or with the community only. I think it lies with everyone, with the government as well as all of us. And I think that's something that we need to be cultivating. Yeah.